doctor and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Off and running on another show after the seminar has come and gone. Those of you that are members of the Organic Club of America, thanks for being involved. Those of you that came to Allen, Texas yesterday, and those of you that joined us online around the country, had a good time. And if you've got any questions about any of the talks that you heard, it's one of the things you can call about and chat today. Anything you want to talk about is open, open for grabs. Oh, telephone number is 866-444-3478, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I should say that this hour is brought to you by all the people that helped us yesterday with the event, Munster Milling Company. Munster Natural Products, and they had a new dry all-meat product that they were showing off yesterday that was really cool, too. I'll be telling you more about that as we go. The steel equipment people were there with all the new wonderful toys that aren't toys, the lithium power products. EcoSafe Pest Control. Texas Plant and Soil Lab, BioSI, Dr. O'Hara's product line. Marty Whitkin, Andy was there with his store selling a lot of the products and had the infrared sauna on display and selling those. Tony Manisseri there with a great talk for us, as was Tropical John, and Mason Arnold with Greenling. Crazy Water was there and showing off their wares and having the water available. Rehoboth Ranch, Robert Hutchins, Amanda Love talking about, she had an interesting presentation about a cleanse and that she recommends. It sounded not only that it would, like it would be very effective, but pretty simple as well. And I'm probably leaving out some people. I'll double check my notes and make sure I cover everybody. But last but not least for the moment, the city of Allen really did a wonderful thing allowing us to use the facility there and did all the video and audio broadcast for the show, which for the seminar, which lasted from 10 o'clock till about 5 o'clock. Those of you that aren't members and are kind of scratching your head wondering what I'm talking about, you can experience it all too. All you have to do is go to dirtdoctor.com, look over there on the left hand side where it says Ask Howard or the information about the seminar, and you can join the Organic Club of America, and you can see the seminar yourself. It'll be put online. I don't know the timing on that. I'll try to talk to Doug Sheldon, my partner in crime in business, and was the one that put all this together, and I'll see if he knows about when it'll be online for you to go back and see some of the presentations you may have missed. People were in and out all the time because a lot of people wanted to go out and see the booths, meet the people and all that, and we had talks going on nonstop the whole day. So, oh, Daryl, the snake man was there with a presentation during the noon hour with all his snakes. Got some interesting photographs of the snakes with Judy and Logan. We'll put those on the website for you on dirtdoctor.com maybe today for you, so you can check that out. And a lot of people there that came from all around had a really good time. Really appreciate everybody that was involved in the event. And we're going to do some more of those. My thought about the seminar for the members is that this one was jam-packed. We tried to cover everything under the sun. We talked about everything from farming and ranching through vegetable and herb gardening to animals and everything, you know, pets and everything in between, insect and disease control, the basic organic program, new products that are around, the always evolving and being refined basic organic program, sick tree treatment. Oh, Tyson Woods, one I mentioned, didn't have in the list. Tyson made a presentation about the same thing that you hear me talk about all the time, but had some great props, had the trees there and talked about root flares and circling and girdling roots and container plants and what to do to plant them. And anyway, it'll all be on dirtdoctor.com for you sometime soon. One of the questions that came up yesterday from the members, I thought I would mention, because other people probably have the same question, the current streaming of the being able to see the video while I do the show here live. That's one of the things that the members of the Organic Club of America get. I didn't even realize this, but the company that we're currently working with sticks ads in, and apparently they go in over me still doing programming and talking about things, and we really didn't have any control of that because of who they were and how that was set up and all that. There's going to be, because of the way the seminar will be presented, another company is going to be handling it, so you won't have that interference anymore pretty soon. The button on the left-hand side of DirtDoctor.com, the big HW, which stands for Health Works, that's the retail store that sells a lot of the products that we were talking about yesterday. Marty Whittakin was one of the presenters, and some of the products that she and I both recommend are available for sale through that company. And there's a button on there for your convenience just on the left-hand side of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com, Health Works. And that's also the company that has the sauna, the infrared sauna. It's a portable sauna. In fact, Andy came in with it at the beginning of the show with it tucked under his arm, basically. I mean, it's you can't. It's a little bulky to be taking with you on trips and things like that. We have one at home, Judy and Logan and I all three, very impressed with it. The infrared heat is good for all kinds of things. It's good for your skin. It's good for your blood pressure and heart and blood situations. It's good for removing toxins from the body. It's good for losing weight. It's good for Judy's has been having a little soreness in her lower back. It's helped her with that. You may have heard me talk about it. I had a little tear in my shoulder that's been bugging me a little bit for quite a while now. And it's still there. I can still feel it, but it's an awful lot better. Also tweaked my knee with something I was doing kind of strange, and it's helped that as well. So those of you that have ever looked into infrared, some of you may have backed off of it because you've seen that the wooden infrared kind of booths, and they're real pretty. They're made out of wood, and they're really nice, and you might want to go that route, but they are expensive. They cost probably a minimum of $4,000 and go up. And the sauna, they were having a special price on it at the show, but it's in general, I think it's less than $1,000, and it's something that, you know, especially if you've been having some issues you haven't been able to clear up, you might want to look into. And it's under that HW button, Health Works, over there on the left-hand side of DirtDoctor.com. I'm going to get to the phones real quick this morning, so jump on here if you've got anything, got any comments about the seminar and what subject we might want to cover in the future. My thoughts are we'll probably do some seminars that are much more specific, like do one on just on rose care, the whole seminar just on roses, rose selection and planting and care. and another one maybe just on insect and disease control, another one on something specific like pet issues, or maybe even farming and ranching. There are some. I was talking to some of the farmers and ranchers that were there yesterday about the fact that A&M has recently come out with an official kind of news release things, reporting some research that they've gotten saying that grass-fed's not the way to go. It's not as healthy as the typical grain-fed in the factories. And that's one I'm going to put some ranchers together and have a seminar on the air pretty soon to talk about. I'm Howard Garrett, number 866-444-3478. Jump on board and we'll chat.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work. Howard Garrett's new book, Organic Management for the Professional, is the first comprehensive guide to going green in large-scale landscaping, soil building, correct planting techniques, fertilizing, and pest control. You will learn how to apply these organic methods in large-scale landscaping, such as orchards, tree farms, and greenhouses, as well as recreational properties such as golf courses and parks. The Organic Management for the Professional is written for landscape architects and contractors, golf course managers, park administrators, turf managers, or other stewards of the land. Buy it today from your local bookstore, retailer, or the Natural Organic Warehouse. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
One of the highest quality animal feed companies in the United States is up in Munster, Texas. It's Munster Natural Dog Food and Cat Food. And these are the best products on the market, in my opinion. Main thing to my dogs is the taste, but I think you'll like the fact that there's no chemical preservatives and the products contain the highest ingredients on the market. Also, some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending to people with pets for a long time. Some of the dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so you can choose whatever you want. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the United States. Everything about Munster Natural is high quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com. Let's get the products in your area so the dogs and cats there will be happier and healthier.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we got wide open lines, so jump on here at 866-444-3478. I'll work in as we go today some of the things that you should be doing in your garden, things I'm doing in my garden or should be doing in my garden. It's where, for example, we're in the window for the first fertilization of the year. You're in the window still to spray the vinegar herbicide across your summer, your dormant summer grasses. We'll talk about that and a few other things. But call about whatever you want to chat about, 866-444-3478. The SPCA pet of the week is a good looking, let's see, is it a girl or is it a boy? It's a girl, and she's very pretty. She looks a little bit like our girl Carmen, a little thinner, I guess. It's Oracle, beautiful 8-month-old Labrador a mix with an incredible set of eyes, one blue eye and one brown eye. Oracle is a special girl who gets along well with other dogs and children. She's already house trained, and she even knows how to respond to commands like sit, down, and off. Oracle loves to play tug of war and be a wonderful exercise buddy. The sweet girl's previous family had to surrender her to the SPCA of Texas because the other animals in her home just didn't really get along with her. Did you know that you could bring your current vaccinated pets in to meet Oracle before taking her home? That way you'll know if the entire family loves Oracle before everyone goes home forever. She's a cutie, so check her out. Also, good news from last week, Paco was adopted. From before that, Tinsel was adopted. However, Bunny is still waiting for a home. Now, all these animals are at dirtdoctor.com. You go to the SPCA Pet of the Week button there, and you can see them. So let's give Bunny a new home, and thanks for the help with those others. That's where our dogs have come from. That's the SPCA here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Wherever you are in the country, let's support the rescue organizations. By the way, this morning in the DFW area, I live just north of downtown Dallas, and I drive over near DFW Airport here to do the show in the Salem broadcast building here. And the sunrise was beautiful this morning. The sunset yesterday was just gorgeous, and the sunrise again today was pretty. Looks like clear skies and nice weather around here. And even when I crossed the Trinity River there was just a beautiful fog cloud over that whole area. It was really pretty. I was tempted to stop and take pictures, but I was running a little late, so it wasn't a good idea. I got a couple of interesting reports for you. One is this. This was sent to me by one of the listeners. The title is Orlando Vegetable Gardens Still Under Threat. Who did this come from? I don't remember who sent me this, but it says, should an Orlando couple be forced to uproot and destroy half of their front yard vegetable garden or else risk violating the city's proposed new zoning code? That is the recommendation that was made by Orlando's Municipal Planning Board. The Orlando Planning Board voted to recommend to the city council to adopt an ordinance that would force the Helvenstons to uproot approximately 50% of their popular vegetable garden, effectively eliminating a significant portion of their food supply. Failure to comply would result in fines up to $500 a day. Several Orlando residents testified in the hearing on behalf of the Helvenstons and the right to have a garden, as well as Institute for Justice Attorney Ari Bargle, an expert on property rights in Florida. The draft ordinance recommended by the Planning Board is not simply wrong, it's unconstitutional, said Bargle. The government does not have the power to regulate for purely aesthetic reasons a peaceful and traditional use of private property, such as raising a garden for personal use. The government has the authority to regulate only for real public health and safety concerns. And by the way, this isn't that rare. I get calls and letters and emails about this happening here in North Texas from time to time. Usually, it's more of a homeowners association thing than the city government. Anyway, it says this draft ordinance would allow backyard gardens, but would limit front yard gardens in Orlando to 25% of the total front area. The ordinance also contains numerous restrictions pertaining to fences, planter boxes, and other garden-related materials that can make gardening prohibitive for many residents. Importantly, everything in the ordinance is designed to regulate how gardens look, but there are no limits on what the residents may grow, how or when they may irrigate, or whether or not they may use pesticides. And that's a good point. They want to regulate how pretty the front is, and you know who's going to determine what pretty is. But they don't have any problem with toxic pesticides and fertilizers and things being thrown all over the place. The planning board also solely interested in aesthetic considerations. It says the planning board recommended that the city commission seek the expertise of knowledgeable environmentalists and garden professionals about this thing. Yeah, I'll give you the finishing comments on this, and then we got another little report for you when I come back. 866-444-3478.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Vice President Joe Biden has been sworn in for his second four-year term. Biden taking the oath of office this morning during a ceremony at his residence here in Washington. President Obama will officially be sworn in at the White House about 2.5 hours from now. They were looking for explosives and booby traps, but Algerian bomb squads are finding bodies as they scour a gas plant where Islamist militants took dozens of foreign workers hostage. An official says the bodies were badly disfigured and difficult to identify and could be either Algerian or foreign hostages. The State Department's issued a travel warning for Americans in or traveling to Algeria. The warning points to credible threats of the kidnapping of Western nationals. The department also authorized the departure from Algeria of staff members' families if they choose to leave. More details at SRNnews.com.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis. and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of SebaClear. SebaClear provides fast, topical relief of skin psoriasis. SebaClear helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using SebaClear that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-315-8680. That's 1-800-315-8680. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-315-8680. That's 1-800-315-8680.
With us for sports, I'm Patrick Foss. For the second week in a row, the number one team in the country has suffered a Saturday defeat. This time it was Louisville that was derailed, losing at home to number six Syracuse 70-68. Orange coach Jim Boeheim.
I think Louisville's the best team. I don't think there's any doubt about that in my mind. And, you know, today we just hung in there and were able to get a couple steals at the end of the game.
Syracuse is 5-0 in the Big East. Number four Kansas stormed back from a late double-digit deficit to stun Texas 64-59. Number seven Arizona pulled away in the second half to beat rival Arizona State 71-54. Number 13 Butler surprised eighth-ranked Gonzaga 64-63. Butler forward Roosevelt Jones describes his steal with 3.5 seconds left and his winning basket.
So I played behind him and I stole it. And I looked at the clock and I think it was 4 seconds, so I knew I could get down. Then I spent and I seen Olenek come up to me and I floated over it.
10th-ranked Florida beat number 17, Missouri, 83-52. Other top 25 winners, Michigan State, Wichita State, Wyoming, Kansas State, Notre Dame, Oregon, VCU, and Cincinnati. This is Husker Sports. The NHL season finally got underway Saturday. Tuukka Rask stopped 20 shots in his first game since taking over for two-time Vezina Trophy winner Tim Thomas as the Bruins topped the Rangers 3-1.
We played a great game. You know, we kind of played within the system the whole 60 minutes and really, really happy with the result.
Pittsburgh beat Philadelphia 3-1. Penn center Sidney Crosby.
I think as far as executing, I still think we can get better, but I thought we still did a pretty good job of, you know, making sure we were worried about the details, not trying to do too much.
The defending Stanley Cup champs lost their opener as Los Angeles fell to Chicago 5-2. Other winners in the lockout delayed opening day, Ottawa, New Jersey, Toronto, Tampa Bay, Florida, Columbus, St. Louis, Dallas, Minnesota, and Anaheim. At the Australian Open, fifth seed Angelique Kerber was upset in the fourth round. The men's fourth seed David Ferrer moved on with a straight set victory. A trip to the Super Bowl is online today when San Francisco plays at Atlanta and Baltimore at New England. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number. And we still have wide open lines. You people are getting off to a slow start this morning, which is fine. I've got some things to do, but I'm going to jump on with you as soon as you start calling in. The number is 866-444-3478. Finishing up on this story from Orlando, where the local Gestapo didn't like vegetable gardens in the front yard. The city council and planning commission people, it says this fella says the greatest that owned the place says the greatest freedom you can give someone is the freedom to know they will not go hungry, says Jason Helveston. Our Patriot Garden pays for all of its cost in healthy food and lifestyle while having the lowest possible carbon footprint. It supplies valuable food while being attractive. I really don't understand why there's even a discussion about this. They will take our house before they take our Patriot Garden. We've run into this before, and the homeowners associations are probably tougher than a city doing this. I don't know, because you've had to agree to certain items in a homeowners agreement when you're in certain developments, I guess, before you come in there, so that you can't say you didn't know about it, I guess. In a completely unrelated subject, agriculture, this is something to raise your eyebrows about, too. I get a publication. We get it sent to us on a regular basis called Ag Professional, and they're always talking about things that are more on the synthetic fertilizer and chemical side, but they sometimes say some things that really ring a bell with, so we kind of keep an eye on it. This one is about drainage ditches. It says the title is Drainage Ditches Can Help Clean Up Field Runoff. Drainage ditches can help capture pesticide and nutrient loads in field runoff, USDA scientists report. These ditches are as common in the country as fields they drain, give farmers a low-cost alternative for managing agricultural pollutants and protecting natural resources. And then there's some other details here. It says 1 hour after he started a simulated runoff in this test, I guess, 61% of the atrazine and 87% of the lambda cyhalothrin had been transferred to the water ditch from the water to the ditch vegetation. At the end of the ditch, runoff pesticide concentrations had decreased to levels that were generally non-toxic to downstream aquatic fauna. This research was published in Ecological Engineering, Environmental Pollution, and Journal of Environmental Quality. It's pretty bizarre. What they're saying is that if you run it through a grassed ditch, you dilute it enough so that at the end it meets the requirements for being non-toxic. Of course, those requirements are set by the government and don't mean that there's not any toxic material there anymore. It just is set. They've set a level where it's legal and you won't be fined to do it. Doesn't have anything to do with whether it's toxic to fish and plants and things like that on downstream. Of course, the real answer to all this is to stop using those toxic products and use an organic program. And then along those lines, there's a couple of things that are going on. I got two publications sent to me. One of them was actually an official A&M publication, and I'm going to have some experts come on the show that are ranchers and nutritionists and doctors that understand what we're talking about here, because the article that came out from A&M was one that was put out. You kind of read between the lines that they're really getting scared at this point about all this talk by many of us talking about the benefits of grass-fed meats, grass-fed and even better, grass-finished meats, as opposed to meats that come from the factory farms where they're put into feedlots, the animals are put into feedlots, stand around in their own manure, and jammed together, highly stressed, and are fed lots and lots and lots of corn to fatten them up. Their report that came out was about the fact that that is a way of producing healthier meat than the grass-fed stuff. In general, it's a ludicrous thing. It doesn't make any common sense at all. And then the other side of the coin is that there's lots and lots of research that back up what we recommend, the grass-fed way of doing things. I was talking to Robert Hutchins yesterday, Rehoboth Ranch, about this, and what I'm going to try to do, Clint Josie is another rancher friend of mine. He sent me a piece I'm going to read you in a minute that's about a kind of a related subject. Gave me a heads up on both of these stories, both these items, and what I want to do is have somebody from Clint's organization, the Dixon Water Foundation. They're involved in all this rotational grazing and environmental way of, you know, biological maintenance of farms and ranches and doing all that. Rehoboth actually does it and is in that business and is involved in farmers' markets. We want to find an expert, and maybe somebody listening know somebody that would be good, or you might be an expert yourself, to come in and talk with these ranchers with me about the technical side, the nutritional side from your experience or research. We already have a lot of that. You can already read a bunch of it, and we might get Joe on here to be part of that conversation. Joe Robinson is an author of books and a website, and she has documented this subject tremendously already. She's got lots and lots of data posted on her website where you can go and look at these studies that show that the grass-fed is better and why it's better technically. So all of that exists, but I'd like to have some people on the show and kick it around and talk about it and just discuss why it is that we're still battling and arguing this. My personal opinion at this point is that the natural organic side, the sustainable, truly sustainable way of doing things and the biological way of doing things is gaining momentum. It's really moving exponentially the right direction. We're still a small percentage of the industry, but it's moving our way very dramatically. And I think that's scaring the people that promote the other way of doing things, the feedlot people, the grain people, and the people that manufacture the pesticides. A lot of those people are the same people. It's kind of an incestuous sort of thing, the feedlots and the pesticide manufacturers and owners and all that. So I think they're trying to put out some information that will kind of help slow all this down. And one of the articles Clint sent me was in, let's see what was in, the Wall Street Journal recently, I think. Let me see what the date was, December the 24th. Name of it was A Reality Check for Organic Food Dreamers. Well, you can imagine where this is going. The author was John R. Block. It says Mr. Block was Secretary of the Department of Agriculture from 1981 to 1985 and a senior policy advisor at OFW Law in Washington, or he is currently there now. So he says this, and he's got some major points here, and I'll stop with each one of them and give you my two cents, but we'll have ranchers and people that are actually in the industry come on and talk about this in more detail later as well. Quote, I grew up on a farm in Knox County, Illinois, and I still farm the family land. We grow corn, soybeans, and wheat, and we raise hogs. A generation ago, we lost yield every year to corn borers, rootworms, and other pests. Today, with advanced technology and genetic engineering, our family farm is better protected, and so are its products. We use fewer chemicals and produce better quality crops. Yet, instead of celebrating that progress, especially with the recent debate around the labeling of genetically modified foods, some Americans are asking, in effect, why can't we just go back to the way we farmed in the 19th century? Well, there's a reason for that. Several, actually. And then his major points are food safety, food choices, stewardship, and sustainability. And we'll talk about each one of these. What he says is this, food safety. The American food supply has never been as safe as it is today. During the Industrial Revolution, as manufacturers started to process packaged food, poor hygiene and dirty manufacturing conditions, not to mention questionable ingredients, resulted in unhealthy products. Since then, America's farmers and ranchers have led the way in building a sophisticated food safety infrastructure to improve the health of their animals and deliver fresh, clean produce. Without modern sanitation and industrial testing, we would see a lot more illness. As for genetically modified foods, despite all the hysteria, there has never been a single case where a genetically modified food caused an illness or contributed to a contaminated product. All right, on that one first, you can have a dirty situation, dirty hands and poor hygiene, whether it's being done, you know, industrially and non-organic, or whether it's an organic way of doing things. The truth is there's a lot of research now that's already piling up about the dangers of GMOs and the health effects for the soil, for animals, and for people. All I got to do is look at it, pull it up and read it. These people that say things like that was just said there are just totally ignoring the facts that already exist. And another thing that goes along with that first point of this author is that the illnesses that you've heard big news about in the last several years, you know, if somebody getting sick, salmonella or E. coli or something like that, there's never been one of those cases on an organic farm. It's always been an industrial one. And that is a little known fact. It never gets reported very much in the news about those kinds of things. The sicknesses and all can happen in either case if there's poor hygiene. But to say that going at it the organic way, like used to be done years ago, and I want to make a point of that when I come back, it's just not true. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. One of the highest quality animal feed companies in the United States is up in Munster, Texas. It's Munster Natural Dog Food and Cat Food. And these are the best products on the market, in my opinion. Main thing to my dogs is the taste, but I think you'll like the fact that there's no chemical preservatives and the products contain the highest ingredients on the market. Also, some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending to people with pets for a long time. Some of the dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so you can choose whatever you want. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the United States. Everything about Munster Natural is high quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com. Let's get the products in your area so the dogs and cats there will be happier and healthier.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739. BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
One of the most important organic product manufacturers in Texas is the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. The company has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products longer than anyone in the business. Medina has quality fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulas. Medina's products work by stimulating soil biology to help all plants. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has products that help you spend your budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right at the same time. They have a brand new product. It's a prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food, and it is great. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. Website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at hardware stores, nurseries, feed stores, and any stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Before I finish this article, I don't want to feel like I'm holding somebody up. Roy in Dallas is first up with us this morning, and I'm going to help him, and then I'll go back to it. Hey, Roy.
Good morning.
Morning.
I was just curious because when I shop for groceries, I can't find any place in the Dallas area that sells organic Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
They've got conventional. You can get them on the stalk. You can get them bulk. You can get them packaged different ways. But I cannot find either frozen or fresh organic Brussels sprouts. And I was wondering if I go ahead and try to grow them myself, if this climate is suitable here in North Texas for them.
Yeah, it is. They're pretty easy to grow, Roy, in a whole lot of the country, to be honest with you. It's one that a lot of people don't grow because I think some people just don't like them that much. I'm like you. I think they're wonderful, especially if you know how to cook them properly. But it's a cool season plant. It's best planted in the fall, late August or September. And it's a little bit slow growing, but they do very well here. One of the presenters yesterday at the seminar was Tony Manasseri, and he was talking about winter gardening, and that's one of those winter gardening kind of things. He covers his winter plantings with these homemade hoop houses, and we put all that up on the website of the seminar, you can go in and see exactly how he builds them, and it's really a good way to go. It's very inexpensive and a simple way to have great production all through the winter. And Brussels sprouts, like cabbage and kale and cauliflower and all kinds of greens and spinach and things can be done at the same time. You can grow the Brussels sprouts outside. You just need to plant them in the fall. If you planted them now, if you could find some transplants, you might have some luck, but you're getting started a little bit late is my only point. But whenever the seminar is up on our website on dirtdoctor.com, look at Tony Manasseri's presentation, and that'll really help you long term to solve your problem of getting organic Brussels sprouts. The other thing I might recommend to you, another one of our presenters yesterday was Mason Arnold, who was the owner of Greenling. And Greenling is a company that you call and order natural, organic, and locally grown produce. And they may have a source of some Brussels sprouts for you.
You got their number?
I don't have it right here with me, but it's just greenling.com. It's greenling.com.
Okay, and one more thing. Can I go on your website and read the paper you wrote on how this group of chemicals called glycophosphates prevents humans from being able to absorb their minerals?
Yeah, we've got that paper. It's glyphosate. It's Roundup is what it is. If you go into the library of dirtdoctor.com, just click on the in the yellow columns there, click on the word library, or it's the bigger button up at top is the easier way to go. And everything's in alphabetical order. Look up Roundup, and that paper's right in there.
Well, your show just keeps getting bigger and better, so I wish you all the best, Mr. Garrett.
Thank you, Roy. I appreciate it. Talk to you later. Open line. Jump in here. I'm going to get back to my column here, but jump on here and we'll work in as we go. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'm reading, if you missed the first of it, I'm reading a column that was on the opinion page in the Wall Street Journal Monday, December the 24th, called A Reality Check for Organic Food Dreamers. By John R. Block, and he was the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture from 81 to 85, and he's now in a law practice in Washington, D.C. His first point was that food safety, food by organic people is not as safe. That is absolute hogwash. I mean, it's simple as that. Organic gardeners are more careful gardeners. The produce not only is as clean or cleaner than any of the mass-produced stuff, but it's better for you, too, and we're going to talk about that more. Food choices, sustainable. Well, maybe he doesn't even cover that. One of the things that the critics of organics like to talk about is that the mass-produced stuff with synthetic fertilizers is as healthy as organic, and that's just a lie. It's just not true. The organic food has the proper trace minerals in it, much more so, and directly related to that are the complex carbohydrates, the sugars, the taste, the food benefits, the enzymes, the list goes on and on and on. It's silly to try to say that organic isn't as good. His next main point, though, goes like this. Food choices. In the economy, as families grapple with utility bills, nice timing, Howard. Well, I'll do this food choices in the next hour. Those of you whose radio stations don't carry the second hour, you can listen online on dirtdoctor.com. We stream it live for you, and then it's all put on there so you can listen to a podcast later on if you want to go that route as well. Telephone number to be with me, though, is 866-444-3478. Those of you that are holding, I'll get you first off when we get going, and then I'll get back to this story because it's good to read the words of somebody that didn't know what they're talking about and to comment on it a little bit. They're getting a lot of publicity in the Wall Street Journal. Maybe they would do a follow-up by yours truly. What do you think about that? Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478.